This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran's going to join me right after the first break. I'm sure. She's all hopped up. Talk about the Meghan and Harry interview. Well, definitely wasn't the Harry and Meghan interview, you know. But I'll tell you what. If she isn't the epitome of narcissism, what we see from the left on a regular basis, I don't know what is. You know, Meghan Markle, all about her. Which you've all, I mean, I don't need to go all through that again. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. The Uncle Joe. I mean, remember, you know who Crazy Uncle Joe is, right? Yeah. Here's a guy, again, totally, totally lost today in his speech that he was given. He had absolutely no clue as to not only where he was at some point in time, but truly and honestly what he was supposed to be talking about. Let me see if I can pull it. You got to hear this. This is just beyond. Hold it. Come on, where are you? Oh, there you are. Yeah, it was amazing to me that he got this far through it without getting thoroughly and totally confused. He makes a comment about age and gender neutrality. Now, I'm not the most informed guy in the room. I don't know what age neutrality is. Do you? God, I hate this when I had it and then I can't find it. But seriously, he's given his speech and he says, you know, we're going to push back against age. Now, if he said ageism or something like that, I would make fun of it and do what I normally do. But I don't know what age. Anybody know what age neutrality is? Here, take a, maybe this is the right one. Maybe you can hear on this one. Okay, here we go. Let's play. This is Joey B giving a speech today on the, I guess, the induction of or talking about two women that are going to be working in the upper echelon of the Air Force and military.
Consider for career advancing opportunities at every single level. The women aren't penalized in their careers for having children. The women aren't just token members, but integral parts throughout all branches and all divisions, and that they can completely, fairly engage in promotion, compete all across the board, including on the on age and gender neutrality and physical.
Age and gender. Joey B, go for it. Age and gender neutrality. So I understood it. I mean, I understood gender neutrality. That was understandable. But I still have no clue as to what age neutrality. Any of you guys in the chat room, you have a clue as to what age neutrality is? Because I don't. This is part of a longer speech I'm going to do later on in the show. And the beauty is that he rambles on. He gets stuck in so many places. This man has his finger on the switch. I want you to think about that. This man is the one that can blow it all up or not. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know. I don't know how to. I don't know how I would scare you. 855 for old Joe. 855-732-5563. And, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait. I can't make up my mind. I've got so much of his stuff that I'm excited about. I want to play. I'll play it later on. Anyway, from inside the, I won't say BBC, but inside Her Majesty's Palace, and Zana's going to join us on, I think, Wednesday to talk about what's going on, how the Brits feel. Because I think the Brits are airing the interview this evening. Right, where, you know, we did it on Sunday, I guess. And Zana wants to talk about, truly, about how people felt, wow, the mouth is not working tonight, about Meghan's hatred for them all, really. She expected to be treated like the next Princess Diane. And she's not. She's so far from it. Princess Diane was not self-absorbed. This woman is all about herself. Really. And you talk about Harry. Harry looks miserable. And there's actually people around him who did work close with him who say, hey, he is almost depressed. He sounds terrible, head down all the time. And he's miserable. I heard I don't know if you guys heard the rumor, but apparently de Blasio's thinking he may make a run for governor. Here's all I got to say. If you guys in New York, if de Blasio runs and you guys in New York vote him in, you vote for him, there is no hope for you. Absolutely none. I hope he goes down in a bigger defeat, bigger flames than he went down for his presidential run. You know, here's another guy. So, to prove that they have things backwards, truly prove it they have it backwards, the ones that lose by mega numbers, I mean, approval, what was it, the approval rating or whatever of Kamala Harris, when she dropped out with 0.9%, apparently she thought that was good enough to be VP. Show me senior host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Kimberly Moran. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged. You know, there's the only way you get informed, right? You got to listen to other people. You got to look up the facts yourself because people are all over the place. Anyway, let me bring her on. Kimberly Ring joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, it is the month of the woman, I guess. Actually, if you're a married man, you know it's the year of the woman pretty much every year. But that's beside the point. So, anyway, the Joe Biden came out, you know, again, honoring women. I think Kamala Harris came out to honor women as well. Although I listened to her speech 3 or 4 times, and she not one word on the Cuomo issue. So apparently those women don't count. They're not part of the Me Too movement, right?
Is Kamala Harris still pretending she got ahead based on her own merits and not sleeping her way there?
Yeah, she hasn't addressed any of that. Although, that's exactly their game plan, right? Whenever they're accused of and or caught doing something, they ignore it like it's not even being talked about, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Just always amazing.
I'm sorry. Kamala Harris is not a role model or a good example for women anywhere.
Or, yes, any size, color, or shape. So.
No, nowhere.
And where are all the feminists? I mean, you'd think with the same going on with Cuomo, they would be out picketing it. I mean, look what they did to, Kavanaugh, when you had somebody that you couldn't figure, one, who couldn't even figure out whether they were there or not. And they were all over him.
Yep.
All right.
He's a Republican, though, that's why.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right.
Silly.
Yeah. What do I know? I thought we were looking for the best person for the job, but what do I know?
These are the same idiot left-wing feminists who idolized Teddy Kennedy, who killed a woman. So, you know, there you go.
Always amazed. Yes. I remember with a women's group, like, you know, he's the lion of the Senate. No.
Lion of the Senate.
Liar. All right. He's definitely a liar, but...
More like a wolf.
Yeah. So, Joey B. today, again, gave a speech... He was all excited about...
Is that what you call it?
Well, I gave a rambling. How's that? Incoherent rambling. What do you think, right?
Yeah. So,
he's talking about the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, whose name he couldn't remember. And on top of not remembering his name, this is just great, on top of not being able to remember his name, he... didn't remember the building the guy worked in. And I'll give you a hint. It's called the Pentagon. You think you would know that.
But then he doesn't even know where he is.
No, has no clue. When he turned around from that podium, seriously looks up, like, oh, what are you people doing here? And on top of that, when he's given his speech, deadpan, dead eyes, straight on the teleprompter.
Squinting eyes.
Yes. Yeah, like somebody shining a light in his eyes.
It drives me nuts.
Yep. So, and they're still trying to convince us that he got 80 million votes, right?
Yep.
All right. Let's see. If I do this right, it'll work the first time. If I don't, we can all have a good laugh. All right. Take a listen.
No. When they apply to fly fighter jets or attack helicopters just because of their gender. They aren't told no when they want to apply to Ranger School or infantry officer basic training. But they all know that there's much, much more work to be done to ensure that women's leadership is recognized and we have more diverse leaders. We reach the top echelons of command for all who are qualified, including all women. All women, and that all women feel safe and respected in our military, period. You know, some of it's relatively straightforward work, where we're making good progress designing body armor that fits women properly, tailoring combat uniforms for women, creating maternity flight suits, updating requirements for their staff.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. I want you to think about this. I want you to think. All right. Maternity flight suits. Okay.
Yes, that's what got just killed me. I couldn't hold it in for that one.
Because there's no danger in high-pressure barrel rolls, right? 3G, spirals or are these people brain dead or, like, but wait a minute. But how about the custom-tailored military suits? I mean, like I said, you think we're in the Italian army?
The people, it's pretty clear that people who wrote that speech don't know the first thing about the military. No. They know nothing.
They're 17-year-olds. What are you, crazy? I'm sorry. I should, look at, the part I didn't play for you, which was really funny, was he says that they're going to combat, you ready for this one? Age or support. Age and gender neutrality. What do you hear on that?
I don't know what that means.
I said, what the heck is age neutrality? That's all right. What do you mean, how old am I? Hey, you can't ask that. I'm not telling you. I'm 12. Now, what does it mean? Right?
I have no idea.
I mean, gender neutrality, I can wrap my mind around, but go ahead.
You gotta love it. It's International Women's Day, blah, blah. And Biden is passing stuff to make it so that women actually get screwed and we lose our rights because he's gonna, you know, put laws into place that allow biological men to be treated exactly the same as actual women.
I say, where are the feminists?
They're... Most of the supposed feminists are nothing but leftist morons.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I would have stopped. Somebody should have stopped him and said, I'm sorry, Mr. President, what the heck is age neutrality? I mean.
Did he even take any questions?
No, please.
Of course not.
He turned around when he finished the speech. I'm telling you, he looked around like, you know, where am I and what are these people doing here? You know, kind of thing. I thought it was quite interesting. Let's see. Now, just at the very end of this, where he thanks... He's supposed to be thanking Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, but he doesn't know his name.
...collective to take on sexual assault in the military, and why he stepped up independent review... He set up an independent review commission on sexual assault to make concrete recommendations for changes. This is going to be an all-hands-on-deck effort under my administration to end the scourge of sexual assault in the military. And we're going to be focused on that from the very top. I know that we can do it. The U.S. military has defeated patriotism at its finest. Undaunted.
All right, I found it. We're going to hit it on the other side of the break, though, because you have to hear this. It is great. Don't be seeing your host. Listen to the real side. Yeah, I know. I'll get it figured out eventually. Be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released its highly anticipated guidelines Monday for people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Fully vaccinated people can visit other fully vaccinated people indoors without a mask or social distancing, and meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk. They can also skip quarantine if exposed to someone who has the virus. The CDC does warn that those who are vaccinated should still continue to take some precautions, like mask wearing in public and avoiding large in-person gatherings. And Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says he will not run for re-election in 2022.
I want to thank my family and thank the great team that came together to help me work for you.
most importantly, thanks to Missourians, whether you voted for me or not, for the opportunity to work for you and a better future for our state and our country.
The two-term senator becomes the fifth Republican senator in the last year to announce they won't be seeking re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Let me bring her back on because I have so much fun with her. Kimberly Morin joins us as she does every week, kind of get things rolling, kick it off. And I know, Kimberly, that you probably threw your feet up on the ottoman and sat back and watched that so endearing, ever-loving interview with, well, I guess it was with Markle first, and then Harry kind of wandered in afterward, right? Because he was trying to stay away until she nodded for him to come in.
Yeah, when she maybe she allowed him to come in. Because he's nothing but a little...
Careful.
I'm trying to think of the right word, and I can't. It's not. That's not a bad word. No, I did not watch it. Joe, I do care nothing about Markle or Prince Harry. I really don't care. But from what I've seen on commentary from online... Whatever she said was a whole bunch of provable lies.
It is. And it's disgusting. But go ahead.
Well, tell me. You have multimillionaires being interviewed by a multi-billionaire in this is a meme that's going around on Facebook, in this nice little idyllic villa, and they're claiming that they're oppressed. Really? Really?
Yeah. Can't you see it in their faces? Can't you see the pain on them? I mean, seriously, what's wrong with you?
I feel bad for Harry because I feel like he was probably sucked in. Markle is nothing but trash.
Yeah, no, there's a lot.
And I didn't even know what she was in before. I didn't even know who she was until I heard about them getting married.
I won't say famous, but she was somehow in the movies and
she's some B actress, wasn't she?
Yes. Yeah. Well, she like that. What is it? Cardi B.
Right?
You can't say it. I'm not going to say it either. But I mean, one of the most vulgar songs and song titles you could ever have is what is it? Didn't she win an award for that song? And yet we have to get rid of Dr. Seuss. Shows you.
Yeah.
Shows you how deep we've fallen in society. But,
yeah.
But, you know, I was telling somebody before, when you watched Meghan at events with Harry, when they were out and about, she always looked miserable because the attention was on him. All the attention was on him, and she couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably what it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she's blaming everything on racism, apparently.
Of course.
Clips I've seen. They talk about, you know, how bad things are and what have you. I think Oprah, didn't Oprah call Harry out on the fact that, well, wait a minute, you know, before Meghan came along, it must be a real hard place to be raised in a mansion, to be raised in a palace or a castle or whatever.
I can't even, because the whole thing is like, who cares?
Well, no, I agree honestly. With you, but listen, honestly, even though I don't care, this is the kind of show, these are the kind of interviews, this is the kind of mindset the left has when it comes to, I mean, look at how asinine this is. Oprah Winfrey, the richest black woman on the planet, basically, okay, who in an oppressive, racist society made it to the top, beat every white guy that had a daytime show on, and now she's got one of the biggest media companies on the planet, right, talking about, you know, oppression to the blacks, looking at this man here and painting a picture that, yeah, you know what, Markle, I mean, where is she, what is she, like 1/100th black or something? Where's the race?
She doesn't even look black.
She doesn't look anything, but she looks like somebody's been out on the beach in California too much. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? And she's a little brat.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a little self-absorbed brat. And, you know, Harry grew up with money. So this is the elite telling everybody how bad racism is as everybody's sitting in well over, the $15 million, $18 million for that mansion?
I don't even know.
You see the picture. It's so cute. They're on a little pad.
Oh, I know they have. It must be so, it's so oppressive to have a tennis court and a huge, you know, Olympic-sized swimming pool. It's, the impression is just, I can't breathe, Joe.
Yeah. And think about, you know, she wouldn't have been able to do any of this if it wasn't for him. She wasn't that big of a star. And
oh, God, no, she would have never made that much money.
Yeah, well, many people there in England said she beat him down. He is not the guy he was when he married her. That's disgusting.
He did it to himself. I have no sympathy. I really don't.
Let me get your blood boiling some more, okay? I mean, I don't know if you heard this, but de Blasio actually made the comment that he is considering, or would consider, running for governor of New York. So
that's awesome.
It's dementia. I don't know. It's a dementia like I've never seen before. He believes that New York is one of the safest cities still in the country. He believes
what?
That. Oh yeah, I think he just posted this.
Not been out on the streets.
He doesn't see any of it. Not at all.
Ugh.
No, New York City is safe. It's one of the safest cities. The police department sitting there shaking their head going, what city is he talking about? Like, you know, New York, Utah or something?
He's doing his communist propaganda, that's all.
Yes. Yeah, well, I find it all just amazing. And then on top of that, now he's done such a good job running New York City, he ought to run New York.
That's funny.
But this is a common theme among them, isn't it? Where, you know, failing miserably, Kamala Harris, whatever her name is, you know, here she is. Now she's VP. She couldn't get 1% of the vote in the primary.
Right.
This is common among them.
Yeah, even her own state didn't want her.
They still don't. Oh, God. All right, what else is there? Oh, Bernie Sanders is now claiming that the only reason that they're trying to recall Governor Newsom is because he forced people to wear masks. All right, Bernie, take another hit off the crack pipe.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, that's the only reason, buddy. Newsom sucked before that. It's not like it's overnight.
Oh, let me see. Massachusetts schools are canning AP English because, ready for this one? There's too many white
kids. It's racist.
Go ahead. Come on. You might have something to say about that one.
So I've seen this in a few different places, not just Massachusetts, where they don't want upper level, like, honors type classes because racism. Well, no, it's not racism. It's any kid can take those classes if they can do the work. If certain kids are doing it, maybe they should look at the schools where other kids that can't do it are going, you know, in lower grades to see what the problem is there. But they shouldn't cancel those classes, because what they want to basically do, Joe, is instead of having some kids be, you know, in advanced classes because that's their level, having some kids be in regular classes because that's their level, and then, of course, you know, having the lower level classes as well. No, instead, they want everybody to be mediocre.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to have anybody advance and be the best they can be.
No. Why would you want that? I mean, seriously.
Right.
It goes right back to there's no wrong or right. There's no boy or girl. We don't want absolutes, because the minute you have absolutes, now you have responsibility. Now, you have accountability. And they don't want any of that ever.
Nope.
You know? And again, I've got a couple stories up on the website. Democrats fail at education every single time. Every time
they implement
a new program and you look at the inner cities, they are losing big, right?
The inner cities are the worst in the country, and yet no one, Democrats don't seem to care.
Well, you know what it is? We're too hard on the minorities. Being a public school, I get those memos from the Department of Education, you know, back when Obama was there. The bottom line with it was they felt that we treated minority kids better than we treated white kids when it came to discipline, and it's not true. The policy is straight out. Whoever does A gets B. Oh, unless
right.
They're black, in which case they get C. You know what I mean? It doesn't work
yep.
that way. Anyway, don't be seeing your house. This is the real site. Don't go far. Kimberly will be with me on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The truth. We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There is a lot going on out there, a lot you can do to engage and get involved with. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does it every week. We're just kicking on the stories that kind of flew by over the weekend. People didn't do a whole bunch with. And we're going to. Like, Joey B. just about falling asleep at the podium. Well, his brain fell asleep. I won't say he, because he was still standing. He wasn't wobbly. But there was nothing. If you look into that man's eyes, you go grab that clip off the YouTube, there is nothing going on between the eyes.
It's really scary. You can tell that anyway by how he's reading every word with his squinting.
And
he's
no
never
emotion,
not reading.
No hand movements, no emotion. It's like somebody glued his hands at a podium.
Yeah, he's never not reading everything word for word. He's never just speaking as himself or anything.
Yeah.
It's very scary, actually.
What's scary is that people are buying into it. Now, some people aren't. There are people that really, truly are coming around and saying, whoa, wait a minute. What did I buy here? Right?
Yeah.
Others, not so much. So.
How can you not?
I agree with
you. You know?
Oh. So, In honor of the, what is it, Women's Month? Is it Women's Month, week, or day? You probably don't know.
I don't freaking know.
Well, wait a minute. This is something you should, like, your boss should be sending you stuff every day. Should send the women out to lunch or something like that every day, because it's Women's Month, you know? I'd call him out on it. I would socially justice shame him or something, or her, or whatever.
My boss is a woman.
God. Apparently not woke. All right, that's it. We'll finish. Anyway, so only 6.3% of all international leaders are women. What can be done to redress the balance? I don't know. Nothing? I mean, seriously, don't more women have to apply? Or is it going to get a point where we're going to have to go knocking door to door to find qualified women to run to shut Congress up?
Do they not understand that maybe women don't want to run? I mean,
that's because they don't know better. They've been browbeat ever since they were little girls.
Oh, God. Like,
I can play that side. Keep going.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Oh, God. It's embarrassing. This is why I can't, one of the reasons I can't stand the left. They are embarrassing. They are the biggest sexist, racist, misogynist, whatever ism that they call everyone else. They're really the ones because they think women are such weak-minded little girls that we have to have government step in and make things better for us.
Well, somebody has to protect you guys.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be the left. Yeah, then the government. Yeah, they've done a great job over our entire existence.
Joe's going to show up and he's going to shoot a shotgun in the air to chase away your assailant. Remember that?
Yeah. Just take a shotgun, point it out your front door, shoot it.
Yeah
okay, buddy.
Yeah,
not only is that illegal, but it's really stupid.
Nobody would believe. If somebody came here from France, or you're talking to anybody from France who speaks English, and you start telling them all the things going on, they're going to go, come on, how much dope did you smoke before you got on the phone? Right? There's no way that anybody would believe this stuff is real.
Well, they would, because it's happening in other countries first. Like, we know the mistakes of this gender crap in the UK. We know how women are suffering as a result of it, but yet they're still doing it. Well, we don't have to go as far as the UK. Canada does all this stupid stuff, too.
Yes, they do.
We know the backlash and the bad results that come out of it, but yet we still, the left here, they still want to do it. The left doesn't give a rat's
behind there you go.
About women or women's rights. They could care less. And until women, especially those who are Democrats or on the left, wake the hell up and realize it, they're just going to follow behind and ask for crumbs and ask for handouts. Like the regressive women that they really are. The left cares one thing about women.
No question. You know, Joy Behar, you know, which I still say that her dad named her Joy as a joke, seriously. But she came up from The View, and she says, you know, maybe Cuomo shouldn't respond to any of these, just like the Republicans don't do it, right? Just ignore all these accusations. And I'm thinking, wow, what a piece of work you are. You guys were all right for the woman. You were all for Me Too and all that, and women should be heard and all this other stuff, but not Cuomo's women, right? This is how sick they are. And I asked you during the break, I mean, really, seriously, do they not see it? Are they so bought into it that it's fine, it makes perfect sense?
I think they really... I'm trying to think of a reason, like, why they would be so ridiculous, obviously insane, and I can't think of any reason. I mean, why wouldn't you treat all parties the same, right?
Yeah.
If you really care about women, you're going to, and you really believe women, like that nutbag Haroni, whatever her name is, from Hawaii said, and Kamala Harris said, if you really believe women, and you believed the accusers of, what's his name? Kavanaugh.
Cuomo. Oh, Kavanaugh, yeah.
No, they don't care about Cuomo's accusers. But they believed the accusers of Kavanaugh, who had absolutely no evidence, couldn't remember anything, and even witnesses couldn't prove a damn thing. And she could have went for criminal charges because there was no end date for that, and she didn't. But they believed her before even hearing her testimony. in her little baby voice.
Oh, yeah. Professor. You're right. And that little, I don't know, pretty girl baby voice kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know what I was doing. It was awful. Oh, it was awful. It was so fake. It wasn't even funny.
Do you remember where the house was? No. Do you remember what block it was near? Oh, it was so long ago. No, I can't. But you're sure it was him? Oh, yeah, I remember that face. Okay, you just said you couldn't remember anything that you were drinking, but his face, of everything else, so you can't remember one other thing as to who was there. But it was definitely.
Oh, no, she remembers who was there, and those people said, no, we weren't.
That's what I mean. Yeah, so, Frankie, you were there, right? Remember? What do you mean? No, you remember? I remember seeing you.
Yeah. No, but so they believe her story, but they don't believe other stories, and it's all based on political party. This is why most people can't stand the left. It's not just hypocrisy. It's almost criminal.
It's out
and intent. These are supposed to be Congress people.
Yep. All right.
They're just disgusting.
Let me see if I can calm you down with a funny story. Arizona Bath and Body Works. You heard about this?
I did. I saw it.
I mean, didn't that look like a brawl from Filene's basement from back in the day?
Oh, my God. The wedding dress day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they used to have... What were they, marked down like 90% or something like that? And the women would line up outside, and I don't mean like a line to file in. I mean, this was like an offensive line. Store, right? And the bell.
They'd have their wedding parties with them. They'd have matching T-shirts on. Oh, yeah. I would have never gone to that. I would have, That was crazy.
That was hilarious. I remember watching that. It was like a slugfest once a year.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how many of those dresses made it out of there alive, though.
You know, I wonder how many dresses didn't end up in divorce. That's crazy. No,
jeez, honey, I did see that black guy. I went and picked up my wedding dress today.
Seriously.
Right?
I saw the fight in Bath and Body Works, but I didn't quite get what it was over.
There was a woman that was standing too close to another woman. This is really what it boils down to, what the whole thing boiled down to. Okay? And that's what sparked it off. She refused to back off. She refused to, you know, to follow the rules. What rules? What are you talking about? Right? And that's what started the whole thing. So, because the woman was fighting with a female employee, the one that, you know, that was too close, I would imagine, right? And so she's now physically fighting with the employee.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, really, is it really worth it? Whatever you had or did?
I mean, I'll tell you right now, Bath and Body Works isn't worth any of that.
That's right. Well, for us, it isn't. I mean, the left loves
it. Not for anybody.
Right? I mean, they got rid of the pillow guy. So that should make everything wonderful for them. Although, you know, they're idiots because his online sales have skyrocketed.
I participated in that. I did a boycott.
I like that. We'll call it a boycott. All right, where can people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
That's too easy, people. I'm going to be your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly, always a pleasure to have you with us, too. Dr. B joins us. This is like a dementia like has never been seen in the medical world before. We'll be back in a little bit.